comfort and affliction, the pledge of our inheritance in that kingdom where there is no death, and the sorrow of crime, the fullness of joy of all the saints, through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen.
I'm Holiday Kane Rayfield, and Miranda is going to speak a little later, so she wants to give her thoughts to her grandma. I am speaking for my family, primarily for my sister Jenny and brother Joe, to give some remembrances of our mom. Indeed, a bright light has gone out too soon. It's always painful to watch someone you love struggle, but she was a fighter until the end. She was vibrant, dynamic, smart, always curious and interested, sometimes exasperating, often demanding, but full of energy and a zest for life. The houses in Boston and Agunquit, both so colorful and eclectic, are evidence of a life well-lived and well-read. She loved good food, good wine, people talking and debating. I see her at the head of the table in Maine, so many great dinner parties, thoughtfully place-carded to encourage conversations and debates that she reveled in. We saw modeled at home by both of our parents the call to participate in life. We saw passion for work, for creativity, giving back to the community at large, deep family and community connections. They introduced us to the arts and politics early on, which shaped who we are and how we view the world. In the funeral file, our mother is always very organized, we found lists of music and readings, small sticky notes with scraps of poems on them. So there were many. I ask Mom's forgiveness, as we'll only be able to bring some of the pieces that she loved so well. This from T.S. Eliot. We shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started, and to know the place for the first time, through the unknown, unremembered gate, when the last of earth left to discover is that which was the beginning. At the source of the longest river, the voice of the hidden waterfall, and the children in the apple tree not known, because not looked for, but heard, half heard, in the stillness between two waves of the sea. She taught us to be very independent and to value that. We were expected to have an opinion and to be prepared to defend it. Always the question, what was your favorite part? What was your favorite piece of art? What was your favorite part of the play? Mom was always welcoming, very generous, and really, truly interested in our friends and what they were doing and what they were up to. Books, of course, she was always reading. She taught us early on never to go anywhere without a book. She absolutely loved our family bookshop. And of course, we all remember the games. She taught us poker, bridge at an early age, Scrabble, Monopoly, Mahjong, charades. She was a fierce competitor, as anyone who's played knows, always keeping score and loving to win. No mercy, even for young grandchildren. And of course, the constant crossword puzzles. We're going to miss the called out, what's a five-letter word for whatever. She loved to explore. As you know, she was an intrepid traveler. Very loyal, especially to family and friends, and always keeping up with family and the connections and the networking. She was a problem solver. She knew how to triage to get to the heart of the issue and work it out. In her closet are ball gowns from glamorous evenings, the hat she wore for the Queen's visit, scarves from around the world. The bookcases are overflowing, the art she and our dad collected, menus, guest lists from dinner parties, photographs, scrapbooks, travel guides, files for every board that she was on, every class that she taught. I think of her dancing with Dad, so many as you probably can remember, so graceful, They were such a dynamic couple. She had the courage to build a new life after our dad died in 2000, to find new things to explore. She led seminars on religion at the Beacon Hill Seminars, providing her classes with enormous course binders and reading lists that would have been overwhelming in a graduate school class. She became a bridge life master, no small feat, thank you. Served on so many boards and was incredibly involved with her church here, as is so evident. And as always, as people have said over and over, family, and so many family members have traveled so far to be here that it's very overwhelming and wonderful. She was a mentor in the truest sense of the word, an incredible role model, especially for us as daughters, granddaughters, but for all, and for all the women who have had the luck to be touched by her, and the men, of course, as well, too. Showing us that family and profession and public service can all coexist, and that one is better for it all. I would like to share a quote from Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes, Jr., which she carried in her wallet always. As life is action and passion, it is required of a man, and she would add woman, that he should share the passion and action of his time at peril of being judged not to have lived. She took this to heart and followed it with her life, modeling for us and for those around us and for around her. And it is very clear that she absolutely lived. Let us go forward with this in our hearts and lives.
Amen.
Louis Chen. I'm a longtime parishioner here and currently warden, and was pleased and honored to serve with Kathy on many vestries in this particular church, which she loved very dearly. So much of what I remember of Kathy is completely consistent with those who spoke before me. So I will try not to repeat what they said, but to put it in the context of this particular place. I can still see her scrambling in at the last minute with her backpack and her ski pole in the winter, walking down the hill in order to get here. And it was perhaps because of that activity that was so evident with her, the way she spoke, which was you could call it a rapid fire staccato rasp. And she never had problems getting anyone's attention in a meeting. She didn't need to be recognized. She could just take the floor when she wanted it. And the way she walked, you could tell when it was Kathy behind you, because there was a certain pace to that, the way she walked. She took responsibility as naturally as breathing, even if it was just, if she would get your attention, even if it was just to get a clue for the crossword puzzle. And then, as a member of the vestry, every August was the vestry meeting in Ogunquit. And just as the family talked about the pool and the food and the books, the price of the pleasant trip to Ogunquit was that you had to play charades. You had to play charades. There were no excuses allowed, no headaches, no tiredness, no other chores to do. You had to play charades. And I, like all of us, will miss her dearly. Thank you.
Amen.
Say that I think at this point, if I'm correct, that we would invite everybody who would like to come to the cemetery. We do have the cortege outside, so if your cars, you can come all together, and we'll go out to the cemetery and have the graveside service there, and then we welcome everyone back to the family house at 10 Chestnut Street, as most of you probably know. And if 6 to 8, and then also tomorrow evening, Thursday from 4 to 8, and also Friday from 4 to 8. And please pass that along to anybody that you know isn't here. We'd love to see people and have them come back. Thank you.
ancient time. War upon England's mountains green, and was the holy Lamb of God on England's blessed past o'er seen. Was the countenance divine shined forth upon these clouded hills, and was Jerusalem builded here among these dark satanic hills? Bring me my bow of burning coal, bring me my arrows of desire, bring me my spear, oh clouds unfold, bring me my chariot of fire. Shall not cease from men to fight, nor shall my sword stay in my hand till we have built Jerusalem on England's green and blessed land.
I'm going to wait here, friends, a moment. Does someone run up?
No, I think we have to go.
Further has ended up back downstairs. I'm sorry about you though.